May 25th, 2007 to order. We've got several big budget bills to come out. So let's start with House Bill 5002, Department of Agriculture. Senator Nelson, please.
Yes, thank you. House Bill 5002 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Agriculture. The department ensures food safety, protects agricultural natural resources, and promotes economic development in the agriculture industry. The recommended budget for the department totals $82.5 million. The budget includes $14.8 million general fund, $11.5 million lottery funds, $48.8 million other funds, and $7.4 federal funds. The budget adds $1.2 million lottery funds for increased noxious weed control grants, added $470,000 general funds to assist in development of renewable energy resources such as biodiesel. The budget also added the $1.2 million general fund to support regulation of confined animal feeding operations in place of Measure 66 lottery funds. This reverses a fund shift made in previous biennium that changed support for the program to lottery funds to make general funds available for other statewide needs. The budget also funds a coordinator position to support the work of the Oregon Invasive Species Council. Other funds, expenditure limitation was added for fee increases in a brand inspection, weights and measures, pesticides, and commodity inspection programs. Federal funds were added for increased sudden oak death disease activities. Special payments for support of soil and water conservation districts were transferred to OWEB, where they will be increased to a total of $5 million. Districts received $4.1 million last biennium. Payments to districts will be made using the same methodology as used in the past. The move should result in better coordination of supportive districts and watershed councils during budget developments as well as execution. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5002 be amended and reported out as due pass. As amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Senator Johnson.
Thank you. A question of the character, carrier. In the,
he is a character.
The truth is out.
Thank you. During the committee deliberations, was there any discussion about predator control and the ability to fully fund that program?
Yes, there was, and I probably have to ask the staff to come up and indicate exactly what we did there. But that was one of the big issues, was that this is the wildlife, the, what do you call it, aphids program, or
right,
something of that nature, and discussing. And right now, Paul's going to have to refresh my memory as what we did with this.
Co-Chair, Senator Johnson, there was no change to the payment, so the base amount is the same in the Department of Agriculture budget. And there was also direction, they took some service and supplies cuts, and there's direction in the budget report that those reductions are not to come from special payments for the wildlife animal control.
And thank you for adding that. It's not just predator control, it's the wildlife, including the geese hazard to many of the agricultural areas that I represent. We're having a terrible time with geese.
Co-Chair Senator Johnson, yeah, the wildlife piece is in ODF&W budget.
Okay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, objections? Excuse me, Representative Morgan. Seeing no others? Budget's approved. House Bill 5003, Department of Agriculture, the fee bill. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5003 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2005 interim. Fees were modified for commodity inspections, registration of pesticides for use in the state, and livestock brand inspections. The revenue from these fees is assumed in the budget for the Department of Agriculture, which you just adopted. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee, House Bill 5003, be reported out. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5003 be reported out. Do pass.
Discussion. Objections. Representative Morgan, Representative Garrard. Seeing none others, passes. House Bill, I like that pony, sir. It was excellent. House Bill 5022, Department of Environmental Quality. Senator Devlin again.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5022 is the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Department of Environmental Quality administers the state's laws regulating air, water, and land pollution. The department also manages the federally delegated clean air, clean water, and administers the state environmental programs in the areas of solid waste management, recycling, groundwater protection, and environmental cleanup. The recommended budget for the department totals $298 million. The budget includes $37.9 million general fund, $5 million lottery funds, $126 million other funds, and $30.7 million federal funds. The budget total also includes over $98 million of non-limited other funds for clean water state for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund Loan Activities and Debt Service. The budget adds general fund and the air and water quality programs to restore reductions taken in previous biennia and restore positions that would have been eliminated due to declining federal funding for federally delegated programs. General fund is also added in the hazardous waste program to backfill positions that had been funded with fee revenue in the past, but which cannot be continued on fee revenue even after a fee increase assumed in the budget. Money was also added to enhance the existing water quality standards and groundwater protections program. $2 million was included in the budget to begin a watershed-based toxics monitoring program with the understanding the purpose of the work is not just to identify the presence of waterborne toxics, but to determine if they pose a significant risk to human or wildlife health. $1 million general fund, $1.5 million federal funds, and $500,000 other funds were added to begin the Clean Diesel Grant Program that will make grants to reduce diesel emissions. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5022 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Discussion?
That wasn't near as
Senator
Cody.
I agree.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. This budget provided by ODEQ has nearly $57 million for state water quality program. I have some extensive experience with that program. In my experience, the program lacks any semblance of quality control and quality assurance. In my experience, the agency has established and continues to establish TMDLs that the department acknowledges to be incorrect. The department has made assurances that the incorrect data in these TMDLs would be revisited and would be corrected. The director has acknowledged those assurances, but has declined to revisit and correct that data. For that reason, Mr. Co-Chair, I will be a no vote.
Thank you for the good comments, Senator. Other comments? Objections? Representative Morgan and Senator Whitsitt. Seeing none others, budget passes. House Bill 5023, Department of Environmental Quality, the fee bill. Senator Devlin again.
Mr. Co-Chair, I need more coffee. House Bill 5023 House Bill 5023 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2005-2007 interim. Fees were modified for wastewater permits, annual water quality permits, and air pollutant discharge fees. The bill was amended to fix technical drafting errors. Revenue from the fee modifications in the bill is assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5023 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Excellent point, sir. Discussion? Objections? Representative Morgan, Representative Girard, Senator Verger, and Senator Whitsitt. Passes. Let's go to House Bill 5038, the Office of Private Health Partnerships. Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5038, as amended, is the Office of Private Health Partnerships budget bill for the 2007-09 biennium. The Office of Private Health Partnership provides employers and individuals with information about health care resources and health insurance. The office also administers the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, better known as FEOP. This program offers health insurance premium subsidies for eligible low-income persons. The committee recommended budget is $82.3 million total funds, a 6% decrease from the 2005-07 legislative approved budget of $87.9 million. The reduction is the result of moving expenditure limitation that was not supported with revenue nor needed for agency operations. This budget includes about $25 million of general fund, about $100,000 less general fund than the 2005-07 legislative approved budget. This modest reduction results from using $1.5 million of miscellaneous other funds revenue instead of general fund resources. The budget does not include expenditure limitation for a proposed, proposed expansion of health insurance coverage for children through the Healthy Kids Plan. Expenditure limitation could be added later to the Office of Private Health Partnerships budget by the Legislative Assembly or the Emergency Board if a child's health insurance expansion is ultimately approved. The subcommittee approved the performance measures for the agency but directed the Legislative Fiscal Office and the agency to review two of the measures with the Joint Legislative Audit Committee to investigate whether there are better outcome measures that could be used to gauge agency progress in fulfilling its mission. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5038 be amended and reported out as due pass.
Thank you, Senator. Good job. Discussion? Objections? Representative Morgan? Seeing no others? So noted and passed. Let's go to Senate Bill 5504, Commission on Children and Families. Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5504 is the budget bill for the State Commission on Children and Families. The Commission facilitates and supports local, coordinated, comprehensive planning for all children and families, promotes service system integration, and provides leadership and funding for local and state efforts focused on children and families. The Subcommittee on Human Services approved a budget of $59.9 million general fund and $87.9 million total funds and 30.92 full-time equivalent positions. This funding level is 20.4% higher than the 2005-07 legislatively approved budget, but comparable to the Commission's original 2001-03 budget before later funding reductions. Notable enhancements include $3 million general fund to increase funding for local commissions work, and $2 million general fund and $0.6 million federal funds for juvenile crime prevention efforts. The Healthy Start Home Visitation Program will receive $3 million general fund more. $1 million general fund will enhance funding for 9 existing relief nurseries and start up 2 new sites. The new sites are expected to be in Umatilla and Polk counties. Court-appointed special advocates program capacity will expand with $1 million general fund and $0.4 million in private foundation grants. $1.6 million general fund will support initiatives for homeless and runaway youth and community schools. The subcommittee approved the agency's performance measures with modifications. It also directed the agency to continue its efforts to make the measures and data relevant to the Commission's work and desired outcomes. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends Senate Bill 5504 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. I would just like to add that this is a well-run agency with outstanding culturally competent leadership, and I truly wish that we were investing more in an agency responsible for serving the needs of Oregon's children and families. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. Good morning. Senator Berger.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just would like to support Senator Gordon's comments. I too wish that more could be done. This is an absolutely wonderful agency and is so appreciated in our local communities for the work that they do, and I really appreciate the grant program that the committee put in that is separate for the CASA program.
Let's see. Let's go to Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just a moment to thank our chair of this committee, Senator Carter, for outstanding work on this rather complex budget, and the fact that she was able to add back some $3 million to local commissions. That's to be praised, and we appreciate that effort.
Thank you. Thank you for the comments, Senator Johnson, and Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. With respect to the performance measures, I'm looking at number two, the leveraged funds, and this isn't a question directed so much at this agency as it is a more global question in how we are going to calculate leveraged funds. The but-for argument, in another budget that we're looking at, we have the question of a $90,000 investment that took credit for 7.5 in leverage, a building that was going to be built anyway. And while I don't dispute this and I'm going to support this budget, I think for further full ways and means consideration, we perhaps ought to get a more global definition of how we calculate the leveraging factor in funds expended in performance measures so that we're able to see a true picture of what our state investment buys.
Good comment. Thank you. Representative Morgan, please, and Senator Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I very much also appreciate the work that the subcommittee and particularly Chair Carter did on this budget. This is, I think, from the perspective of all of our local communities, a tremendously important budget. And the work that the commission does is work that is way down on the ground doing this to the community. There is a tremendous pent-up demand for relief nurseries in all of our districts, and I would really hope that as we move forward here that we will work to get some more money into that part of the budget. I think that more than anything else, those relief nurseries are tremendously effective across the board, and the model has great applicability, and there are a number of communities that are very eager to establish these kinds of facilities, and the funding is just not there. So I do very much appreciate the work that's been done on the budget, but acknowledge that there's more work that needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Winters.
Mr. Co-Chair, I would like to echo the comments of Representative Morgan. There is a tremendous need in our communities to have additional relief nurseries across the state, as well as the need to provide funding for those that are currently in existence. Most of our relief nurseries currently all have a wait list where the agencies simply do not have the dollars in order to fulfill those needs that are out there in our communities. And I would echo that of the various programs that we have, this is one that has proven, when we talk about cost effectiveness, this is one where you would rather spend $5,000 rather than $14,000 later in foster care or someplace else. So we're getting the benefit. And towards leverage funding, we talked about that at great length in the committee, and one of the things I would add, we also asked not only the dollar amount that's being contributed, but as well as the volunteer time and effort, because these programs actually, because of being community-based, really generate an awful lot of volunteer time that are assisting within these various programs, which also should count as leveraging. With that, Mr. Co-Chair, I would echo that if any way that we can find come up with additional dollars that in our omnibus bill, that we do so in order to assist those relief nurses who would like to come on board and those who have a wait list.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments? Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just wanted to thank the co-chairs for allowing our committee, the Public Safety Subcommittee, to have some a broader view of public safety when it came to the relief nurseries. We asked the co-chairs if there were ways that we felt we could enhance public safety that might go beyond the traditional agencies, that we be allowed that discretion. You told us that we could. And so I thank Senator Nelson and Senator Winters for joining me in ensuring that some dollars get directed to the relief nurseries, and that $500,000 be recommended to the agency and the co-chairs for the new relief nurseries in Umatilla and Polk counties, and then the rest go into the general pot.
Thank you for your comments. Senator Carter.
Mr. Chair, I had a great committee, and I want to thank my committee for their work.
And I want everybody to be mindful of the fact that one of the goals that I had in mind was ONC penalties to make sure that basic capacity was not a feeding issue for them, and that was important. Just remind everybody that we could have done better had we received the revenue-raising dollars that were that the governor had in his budget. But please know that I think all of you can go home knowing that constitutionally the legislature did its job in terms of balancing its budget, and those dollars outside were not true dollars, and that's why we could not do any more than what we did. And so I think that that's a very important piece to be noted. But you're right, this agency has done an excellent job and working with local communities and making sure that basic capacity was there. And I want to publicly applaud the work of Ms. Lansing and her team for keeping the torch burning in many of our communities that, but for this agency, would not have the kind of capacity they have for taking care of our children.
All right, further comments? Senator Gregory?
I think it's also important to say, Mr. Co-Chair, that this budget reflects what we heard from the many, many citizens who came out to testify before the full Ways and Means Committee and all those communities, all those different communities around the state. And this is an opportunity to just say that and to also thank those citizens again who came out to tell us how valuable the Commission on Children and Families is and to our communities, and who guided us in making these investments.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments?
I'll make a couple. Number one, I really appreciate the chair's work on this. Big, tough hill to climb. I'll echo what others said earlier, that the wonderful work the chair did on this particular budget. I'd also like to laud the selflessness of the public safety people that showed that we don't operate in silos, that there are interrelationships among our educational, public safety, and health, and all sorts of areas. So I just really think that's a standard that we might want to consider as we go forward in future legislatures. Also, appreciate the great leverage in the community work that this agency does. They have an opportunity to be a model, potentially, for actual performance. The thing I haven't seen agency-wide is the ability to show that all the leveraged individuals and dollars that we get are actually making a difference in the various performance outcome areas. And we have a unique opportunity working collaboratively with the agency. Next session, the committee gets this budget, is going to see a drill down to the county level. This is a model for, frankly, I think we should be using for some of our educational partners also. We're going to be drilling down to the county level, a nice spreadsheet showing the relative outcomes and where different counties put their money, and the committee can actually be able to really demonstrate the great work that this agency and the locals are doing on the ground, and that'll hopefully be something we can build on, and frankly, a lot of other budget arenas, whether it's public safety, education, or human services. So I appreciate their working with us and look forward to great results. With that, any objections? Representative Morgan. Anyone else? Passes. Senate Bill 5530. Looks familiar. Parks and Recreation. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5530 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Parks and Recreation Department. The Parks and Recreation Department manages the state's campgrounds, day-use areas, and waysides. In addition, the department operates programs relating to ocean shores, scenic rivers, recreational trails, and historic preservation. The Subcommittee on Natural Resources approved a total budget of $213.8 million and $596.45 FTE. The budget is increased by $16.2 million and $27.4 FTE from the 2005-2007 legislatively approved budget level. The budget reflects the rebalancing of lottery fund resource allocation from facility maintenance backlog and new programs to land acquisitions and local grant programs. The budget includes $23 million for acquiring new state parklands and $16.8 million for local government grant programs. In addition, the budget includes additional resources for staffing and startup for recently opened parks and preventive maintenance, bicycle recreation coordination, and ocean shore management, and enhanced all-terrain vehicle safety, trails development and recreation planning, a planning grant for Oregon's 150th year celebration, a new new park development, as well as a number of technical adjustments to accommodate organizational alignment of expenditures and programs. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5530 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Comments? Sir, what's it?
Thank you, Co-Chair Schrader. I think the Parks and Recreation is a well-run agency. I cannot support a budget to spend some $22 million on new acquisitions, however, when the agency is struggling to maintain the assets it currently has. From a business perspective, that, in my opinion, is unwise policy, and I will oppose the budget.
Thank you. Further discussion? Objections. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Question to the carrier. My understanding is the state fair debt service is being brought under control and it's a better managed program now. Is that true?
Well, the debt service, Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Senator Bates, the debt service remains what it is. The operational deficit in terms of what we expect in revenue and what we and what we will have to subsidize to keep operations where they are, I think, is declining. I think we're on target, I think within a reasonable period of time, a couple of biennials probably, to bring the bill together. So the operational expenses for the state fair will equal their operational costs.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Berger, the debt service.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is probably not going to be a popular comment, but I just need to say this, and that is that I appreciate the bicycle recreation program and what they're trying to do to help the people that are enthusiastic about coming in Cycle Oregon and all the other things. However, I do believe at some point we have to realize that providing bike paths and doing all the things we're doing at the state level, that those who engage in this activity should pay something. And so I'd just like to put that on the record.
Good comment. Further discussion? Seeing none, objections. Senator Ritzett. Budget passes. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yes.
Please. Would you like to chat? Make a motion? Ask a
Mr. Co-Chair, with the committee's indulgence, since I had to step outside to conduct a little bit of legislative business, I would like permission to vote on House Bill 5023 and House Bill 5038.
Seeing no objections, have the vote.
Yes and yes.
Does not change the outcome. Thank you. So noted. Further business? Seeing none? We're adjourned. Good job, committee.